Start on my right. I didn't mean it the way you guys took it. On my right is Terry Bryant, Illinois State Representative. In the center there is Patrick Windhorst, the State Representative. And on the far left, David Severin. All three. Now, Jerry Costello II's not here.
Well, yeah, but, he's always welcome. Yeah, and, thanks
right,
for having us,
all right.
Tom.
And I'm glad to have you in. Patrick, it's good to see you. I know you had a long drive. David, it's always a privilege.
Good morning.
I know if I get David at this time of the morning, he's mad at me because he missed his bike ride.
That's right.
Or breakfast.
Or breakfast.
And you're the only guy that calls me
she
David.
She said that, all right? Well, Dave's here, too, both Dave and David. Now, here's the thing. Coming up on Monday, and I can't remember the last time something quite like this either. You are planning a City Hall listening forum with all three state representatives on Monday.
Yeah, with a town hall. We felt like we're trying to put together a coalition of like-minded legislators in this region. So the three of us thought we can start in Marion, and then we'll continue to have these in different places throughout the region to make sure that people get a chance to voice their opinion about some very controversial bills that we're seeing and some that we're going to see in the future.
All right, let's take controversial bills and Exhibit A, Patrick Windhorst, just days after he has been sworn in as state representative, you're going out and supporting getting rid of HB 40.
Correct.
And then the governor in executive order action is reaffirming House Bill 40. That's, I think, the best one of the examples, not necessarily the best, but a primary.
Oh, exactly. And one of the reasons we want to do this on Monday is so that way the voters understand where we stand on the issues, that we are going to fight the good fight in Springfield and try to reverse some of these liberal policies that are being pushed.
And here's the thing, David, another one, and if any indicator after talking to Terry last week, any indicator your office has gotten a lot of phone calls in particular about the flurry of gun legislation that's been presented.
Absolutely. The any email that comes to my office actually goes to my phone, and my phone blows up all day long, starts about 5 o'clock in the morning and goes till about 11 o'clock at night, literally one after another after another after another. And I know that the other representatives are getting phone calls everywhere we go, literally everywhere we go. Someone says, hey, can I talk to you a minute? And that's what we discuss.
Is it gun?
That's exactly
guns.
Right.
It's guns and life and
yep,
progressive income
that's
tax.
That's exactly right.
And so, you know, we have now one that we've posted on social media. There's a bill right now that's supposedly a bullying bill, but it basically...
Parental bullying bill.
Yeah, it makes a misdemeanor charge because a child feels like a parent has bullied them. Well, my entire life I felt like my parents were bullying me. Sometimes a parent is leading their child in the right direction. It's just one bill after another that is ridiculous.
All right, when I read that bullying legislation, it had dates 2018, 2017 all over it. I didn't see any had been represented and reread read in the perfunctory session.
I'm not sure if it's been reread or
okay,
not, but
certainly
it is a bill that is out. They never go away.
Yeah.
They never go
well,
away.
Well, I think we've got the gun store legislation as proof, you know, in that category mm-hmm. as well. So when it comes to this issue, here's the thing. There's a new sheriff in town. That sounds proverbial in many ways, right? No problem. But with the executive orders that have been signed, the nature of those executive orders, that's what prompted you three to say, look, we have to band together. We are better together, stronger together. I mean, that's what I'm feeling here, that this is a direct response to the supermajorities held by the Democrats and the fact they own every state office.
Oh, that's exactly right. You know, it's important that conservatives downstate stand together, present a unified front, particularly against anti-gun legislation and the abortion legislation that is being put forward. When we stand together, when we are one voice, that's going to make us stronger in Springfield, and it'll also help the people in Southern Illinois understand they do have a voice here that is behind them.
And see, and I have a tendency to reinterpret things when you just like that you have a voice. That reassurance that you're talking about is that people of Southern Illinois, who in large part did not vote for J.B. Pritzker, that all is not lost. I mean, that's kind of what I'm hearing here, isn't it?
There's a perception, I think, by this governor that because he won by such a large margin that he got a mandate. But when you look at the state map, there's only about 5 counties that actually elected J.B. Pritzker. He needs to hear from the rest of the state that he does not have a mandate to take such a progressive approach to what he's doing. I don't even like the word progressive, because that implies that the rest of us are regressive. It is a left not just left-leaning, they're charging at it like a tank, and that is not what the majority of this state believes.
David, one of the other issues, we've talked about social issues like abortion and gun rights, but the fact is the governor has said in his inaugural speech, I will deliver a balanced budget. Now, Terry just brushed against it a couple of moments ago. Progressive taxes, gas taxes, recreational marijuana,
$15 an hour minimum wage.
$15 minimum wage, which means more taxes for
exactly.
the state of Illinois. And there's, we're doing it for you.
And he wants that $15 an hour minimum wage next week.
Right.
We haven't even had time to vet any of this yet or hear from really any of the business people.
And here's the thing, David. We've talked about these social issues, but we're still under a pile of debt.
That's
and
exactly
we've
right.
got to do something about it, the pensions included.
Yeah, you know, yesterday we got a phone call. Actually, the three of us got texts and then created some phone calls back and forth with a very successful business here in Southern Illinois. Said, hey, we got to talk about this minimum wage thing. What does the state not realize what the impact it's going to have on not only Southern Illinois, the state of Illinois? And so that's one of the other things we're going to talk about. And one of the other things on Monday evening that we're going to do, too, is that to bring people together, but to give them information. And information, of course, as you know, is very empowering, or we wouldn't be on the radio this morning. And that is to let people know the website that they can go to anytime and to find out where the bills are, where we stand on items. That website is ilga.gov. You can actually go to that right now and see what bills are out there as far as who's following what legislation, who's presented what, how people have voted. You can watch live. And so that's what we're going to push.
Can I tell you what? Well,
you're smiling about something.
Yeah, because the gun legislation, a couple of them, I went and read the material. Now, the ammunition thing I thought was pretty specific, but a couple of others that I've read, like the assault weapon ban, mm-hmm. was incredibly vague.
Oh, yeah. Well, they want to keep it vague. But let me tell you, the serialization bill, even though it looks like it's
specific,
there's only one entity in the entire country that has the technology to put the serial numbers on there. Guess who's driving the bill? The guy who can put the serial number on there. This is a dude out in California who is extreme, and this is really just a business decision for him, and he found the state that he thinks will fall into this trap of what sounds like a good idea. But let's face it, putting a serial number on the projectile and on the casing of a piece of ammunition made here is so expensive that the four manufacturers for this state said, if we have to do it, we'll leave.
Right.
Four more businesses.
Has Illinois become the California of the Midwest?
I think California is the Illinois of the West Coast.
Yeah, right? I get that. Patrick?
Well, we're headed that way. We are moving far to the left, and that's why, again, not to repeat, but that's why it's important for us to stand up and be strong and try to persuade people. A lot of what involves when you're working in government is persuading others of your position. And we're going to have, the three of us are not only going to have to stand unified and present our stance, but we're going to have to try to persuade other downstate, particularly downstate Democrats, and even those in suburban Chicago, to the rightness of our position. And if we can do that, we can be successful.
All right. And because this is one of the issues, and Terry and I spoke about this last week, so I want to put this to you, David. Dave Severn's joining us along with Patrick Windhorst and Terry Bryant, Illinois State Representatives. I know you've had Republicans come up and go, wow, right? This is, boy, when they said progressive, they meant progressive. But have you had Democrats come up to you and say, wow?
Absolutely. People that have been, that I've known for years, and then people that I don't even know, but they, of course, they know me, or they know the three of us because they've seen our ads on TV, or the mailers they've ran against us right. just in the most recent election. But people have come up to me and they said, hey, never again. It's over for me. I was a Democrat. My parents were. My grandparents. You go all the way back. Never again. And that's a whole other thing we could talk about. But you know, the other thing I want to say just for a moment here is that Monday night, the purpose of that is all the things we've talked about. But I think a lot of times as politicians, when there's trouble, politicians run and hide. We want to show people that there's a concerted front here in Southern Illinois that we're not going to run and hide. We're running to the problem, and we want people to get information and let them know that we're accessible. We want to hear what they've got to say. We want to give them the information of what's going on. And the biggest question is, what can I do? So that's what we want to share with people on Monday evening at 6 o'clock.
And Carbondale Town Hall tomorrow, 9 a.m., at the Town Hall, 9 a.m., Paul Schimpf is going to be doing questions and answers too. But the item we're talking about is Monday night. Location?
It's 11580 North Route 37. It's just north of Marion by about a mile on Route 37. The address is 11580 Route 37 North. It's called the Midwest Event Center. Originally when it was built, it was a church several years ago. And Chris Parton's building, it's 11580 Route 37 North.
You know, it's interesting, one of the executive orders that the governor's signing in favor of immigration. And here's the thing. Nobody has said we're against immigration, we're against illegal immigration. And semantics is an important issue here when you read between the lines in some of these brief statements.
Yeah, let's remember that all of this welcoming that we're doing also means that we have to provide medical and a whole lot of other help to those folks that are coming in. So we're drawing in illegal immigrants from other states as well. This is the place that they're all landing. And that, you know, we're already trying to figure out how are we going to pay for the folks that we have here. But we're basically saying in Illinois, there's an open door. Come here. Let us pay for everything. And that's not fair to the people who are already here, who we are trying to provide those social services to.
Governor to sign executive order this morning, 10 a.m., Winnebago County Health Department, an executive order to combat the HIV epidemic. We have seen a flurry of executive orders almost every day, but not every day, pretty close. So we're talking about gun control, gun dealer licensing, assault weapons ban, progressive tax proposal, job creation, out-migration, which is probably not going to be stopping anytime soon, legalized recreational marijuana, immigration, property taxes, and infrastructure needs.
Got to pay for it all, Tom.
Right. Somebody does, right? So this event is coming up. What's the start time? I should have asked already. Six?
6 o'clock. Basically, our schedule is from 6 to 7. We want to get in and get out, but give people an opportunity to hear from the three of us and then open up to questions from the community.
How will you be handling that, David? Will people come in, fill out a number, a piece of paper, say, I got a question about HB 40, can I?
Well, here's what we're going to do is we're going to have some information when people come in to give them our stance on these different items and then give them an opportunity. So actually, they won't fill out a question. We're going to let people raise their hand. There's a stage there that very professional setup. So it'll work out fine. We've got chairs for people to come and sit. Or we think it's going to be standing room only. And we'd love for you to come and participate and get information. And I think that people are going to walk away from there seeing that they've been informed. They see how serious this is and find out some things that they can do.
Dave Severin. He likes it when I call him Dave.
He does.
Illinois State Representative Patrick, it's good to see you in person, man.
Great seeing you.
Get you up the road. How was the drive up this morning?
Drive was fine.
Good? Great. And Terry Bryant from Murfreesboro, making the drive over. Road was okay?
Roads were good.
Super.
Always glad to be here. Thanks for having
Terry
us.
Terry Bryant, Illinois State Representative. Real privilege, by the way, to have you all three live in the studio at the same
Thank
time.
You very much.
Seriously.
Appreciate it.
We ought to do it more often.
Sure.
Be great. We'll do it at 8:20 in the morning.
Today?
Take 20. Well,
what are you going to tell
Shimkus? What am I going to tell Shimkus?
Oh, well.
Hey,
Congressman
John
Shimkus.
You're cutting on your time, John.
Because he's got some problems on his hands,
he does.
Too.
He sure does. And we'll listen in and hear if he has them resolved.
All right, but if you guys would like to come back all three and we take phone calls, I'd be happy to do that.
That'd be awesome.
Okay?
Sure.